Russian officials aren't just feeling pressure to finalize Olympic venues. They're under fire as well for the country's gay propaganda law. Today, Olympic sponsor AT&T called the law harmful to LGBT individuals and families and harmful to a diverse society. Activists say the law fosters a climate of discrimination. Human Rights Watch recently put out a video demanding that Russia crack down on anti-gay violence. In the video, an activist describes getting beaten up by a group and going to the police to report the attack. He says the officers just responded, "You're gay, it's normal that you were attacked. Why would you need to file a claim against someone?" Christopher Dickey has written about anti-gay discrimination in Europe. Dickey is Paris bureau chief for the Daily Beast, and he says there's an important U.S. component to all of this. American evangelists and missionaries who've played a role in whipping up anti-gay sentiment overseas, especially in places like Russia.
These same people were fighting against same-sex marriage, fighting against lesbian, gay, bi, and transgender rights in the United States. And they have been hit by a tidal wave of changing opinion where one state after another is starting to recognize gay marriage in America. So having lost their constituency in the United States, they're tending to go overseas to see if they can't convince governments in, say, Uganda or Russia, which may have their own motives. But they argue that you better do something to stop this homosexual tide, or the same thing will happen to you that happened in the United States, as if that were the worst thing imaginable.
Tell us about one, the evangelist Scott Lively. Who is he and what's he been doing?
He's a born-again evangelist who decided to make it his cause back in the 1990s to fight against homosexuality. And he wrote a book back then that gained some attention for its complete weirdness called The Pink Swastika, arguing that the Holocaust was the result of homosexuals in the Nazi Party and that their homosexuality had something to do with their determination to exterminate the Jews. It's all very, very strange, and his arguments are very strange. And he's regarded in the United States as kind of a fringe element in the anti-gay, anti-same-sex marriage lobbies. But in Europe, and especially in Russia and also in Africa, this guy is taken very seriously. People listen to him, and he and others like him are instrumental in helping to pass really draconian anti-gay legislation in a number of countries.
And Scott Lively, as well as other anti-gay activists from the U.S. like Paul Cameron and Brian Brown, they've all been involved in Russia's anti-gay propaganda law?
Yes, they've all been asked to speak in Moscow before the Duma, the parliament, or some of its committees. And they've all argued in their own ways that homosexuality is bad, that it's damaging to the family, that it threatens children, that homosexuals shouldn't be able to adopt children, and so on, basically pushing back against all the reforms that we've seen taking place in the United States and in a lot of countries in the world, and helping to make Russia now the standard bearer for hostility to gay people.
So these evangelists have been fanning the flames of anti-gay sentiment. So when at the Sochi Olympics, as many expect in the next couple of weeks, the rainbow flag will be unfurled, what do you think the effect's going to be? How will they react, these evangelists?
I think that they will say that it's a vast conspiracy by the LGBT lobby, that it's a well-funded collection of organizations that are trying to destroy families around the world. Why anyone would set out to destroy families around the world, I'm not sure.
Well, you express some concern in the Daily Beast because you actually see the anti-gay propaganda laws in Russia as kind of bleeding into other parts of Europe and kind of being subsumed with growing general intolerance.
That's a real danger. In some sections of Europe, in some parts of European society, and not just in Russia, including here in France, it's considered okay to hate gays and to hate the LGBT lobby and to say that it's a vast conspiracy out to destroy families. What happens, though, here in France, when you have a demonstration, not like the one last weekend, but 2 weeks ago, where that is an issue, where same-sex marriage is an issue, and there's a lot of hostility and what's called a day of rage, it's not just about LGBT anymore. It's about Jews. It's about anti-Semitism. It's about hating the government. It's about hating just about everything. But the LGBT issue is used as a catalyst by these people to get a crowd riled up and say, these foreign influences, these Zionists, these people are out to destroy our families and ruin our nation.
Right.
And therefore, we should be angry.
Christopher Dickey, Paris Bureau Chief for The Daily Beast. Thank you.
Thank you, Marco.